In a world where children's stories often shy away from life's harsher truths, Charlotte's Web dares to weave them into something beautiful. This tale of an unlikely friendship between a pig and a spider has captivated millions since 1952, not just because it's charming, but because it speaks to something profound in the human experience. What makes a runt pig and a common barn spider so compelling? Perhaps it's that their story mirrors our own deepest hopes, that someone might see our worth when others don't, that friendship can transcend differences, and that love might somehow overcome death itself. The farm setting may seem simple, but beneath its pastoral surface lies a universe of meaning about compassion, mortality, and the quiet heroism of ordinary lives. Haven't we all, at some point, needed someone to weave words of affirmation into the darkness of our doubts?
This is the most terrible case of injustice I ever heard of!
8-year-old Fern's cry stops her father from killing a runt piglet. Her pointed question, "If I had been very small at birth, would you have killed me?" pierces adult pragmatism with childlike moral clarity. Fern's devotion to Wilbur becomes all-consuming. She bottle feeds him, houses him in a kitchen box, then the woodshed. Their bond is extraordinary. Wilbur follows her everywhere, even riding in her doll carriage. During class, asked for Pennsylvania's capital, she absently answers, "Wilbur." When Mr. Arable insists the growing pig must be sold, Fern arranges for Uncle Homer Zuckerman to buy Wilbur for $6. Though sad at their separation, she takes comfort knowing she can visit the nearby farm. This opening establishes the story's emotional core, that compassion can save lives, and one person's willingness to speak up creates space for magic to unfold. When the goose encourages Wilbur to escape through a loose board, his brief taste of freedom ends in chaos. Overwhelmed, he follows Mr. Zuckerman back, deciding he's too young to go out into the world alone. This experience deepens his loneliness. On a rainy day, Wilbur's planned schedule falls apart as he seeks companionship. The animals reject him. The goose is sitting on eggs, the lamb dismisses him rudely, and Templeton the rat prefers eating to playing. Wilbur sobbing in the manure reveals a creature whose physical needs are met, but who suffers profound social isolation. Just when despair peaks, a voice emerges. "Do you want a friend, Wilbur? I'll be a friend to you." He discovers Charlotte A. Cavatica, a large gray spider. Their differences are stark. She's a carnivorous, educated arachnid who kills to live, while he's a gentle, innocent herbivore. Yet these differences become the foundation of their extraordinary bond. Charlotte and Wilbur show that friendship doesn't require sameness. It thrives in appreciating qualities we lack. The narrator hints that Charlotte was to prove loyal and true to the very end, suggesting true friendship transcends species and even life itself. As summer progresses, Wilbur grows fond of Charlotte, gaining weight and enjoying pleasant dreams, unaware of his fate. Then the oldest sheep casually shatters his innocence. Almost all young pigs get turned into smoked bacon and ham. This revelation devastates Wilbur, who begins crying while Fern absorbs this harsh reality alongside him. Charlotte responds with remarkable determination, "You shall not die." When Wilbur asks who will save him, she simply states, "I am," though she doesn't yet know how. This establishes the central conflict while offering hope through Charlotte's commitment, a powerful message about facing mortality through our responses. Meanwhile, Fern's mother worries about her daughter seemingly understanding animal conversations. When consulting Dr. Dorian, he tells of a persistent spider that rebuilds its web after every passing train, mirroring Charlotte's determination. He reassures Mrs. Arable that Fern is healthy, suggesting that while she'll always love animals, other interests will eventually capture her attention, revealing the gap between childhood perception and adult concerns. Watching Charlotte weave, Wilbur admires her skill and attempts to spin a web himself, failing comically, showing natural talents aren't easily imitated. When their conversation returns to Wilbur's mortality fears, Charlotte reaffirms her promise to save him, advising him to eat well and focus on what he can control. The cricket's melancholy song signals summer's end, creating urgency. Fern and Avery anticipate school, young geese realize their gosling days are over, and Charlotte knows her time is limited. Even a maple tree turned bright red with anxiety, emphasizing time running out. Charlotte's inspiration comes in deciding to fool Zuckerman with messages in her web, reasoning that people are not as smart as bugs. She uses her natural talents to change human perception, transforming Wilbur from ordinary bacon into something special worth preserving. When the web messages lose novelty, Charlotte calls a barn meeting to discuss her next move, demonstrating leadership through community input. When Wilbur protests he isn't terrific, Charlotte simply states, "People believe almost anything they see in print," showing indirect influence can be more effective than confrontation. At the county fair, Charlotte reassures Wilbur they can win despite a massive competitor in the next pen. Wilbur notices Charlotte seems listless. She admits feeling tired, subtly indicating her declining health. Charlotte reveals she's created an egg sack with 514 eggs. "I counted them just to keep my mind occupied," she explains weakly. Charlotte acknowledges she's languishing and won't live to see her children, yet remains focused on Wilbur's success with her final web message, "humble." At judging, Wilbur receives a special prize and medal, securing his life. Charlotte stays behind, embracing her egg sack with quiet satisfaction. When Charlotte reveals she cannot return to the barn, Wilbur convinces the reluctant Templeton to retrieve her egg sack by promising him first choice at mealtimes forever, a significant sacrifice showing Wilbur's growth. Departing with the egg sack in his mouth, Wilbur exchanges a final wordless goodbye with Charlotte, who summons her remaining strength for one last wave. When Charlotte's egg sack hatches in spring, three small spiders, Joy, Arania, and Nellie, remain with Wilbur, spinning webs in their mother's doorway. Though Fern visits less as she grows older, Wilbur lives contentedly with Charlotte's descendants through generations. The story concludes with a perfect observation. While Wilbur loves Charlotte's children and grandchildren, none ever replaces, Charlotte had been both a true friend and a good writer. This captures Charlotte's extraordinary nature, her loyal friendship and creative talent, used selflessly to save another. This represents the legacy we all hope to leave, not fame or fortune, but being remembered for truly being there when it mattered most. Charlotte reminds us that the greatest acts of heroism often happen in the quietest corners, witnessed only by those whose lives we've touched. Sometimes, the most powerful words we can weave into someone's life are simply, "You are worth saving."